The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Varis Health Partners.
Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. 9 to 11 weekdays here. We have the Pensacola Expert Panel, and in the studio, I've got Pam and Keith Giles from Varis Health Partners. Go to VarisHP, VerusHP.com, and you can check out what we're going to be talking about here. Keith, thank you so much for joining me. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. I always love that song to start off with.
Oh, right, yeah, Pam? Man. We're limited on mics. We've got a lot of guests, so I'm really excited about this show. Tell me who we have in the studio with us today.
So we have Leisha from Bindu Institute.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Should I call you a doctor? Or?
You can. I have a doctorate, but not usually people don't use it.
Own it. Own it. Demand it.
Yes.
I say, call me doctor.
Call me doctor.
And we have Ben, who's a wounded warrior.
Yes,
vet.
That is
correct. So he's going to talk about his experience. But we're really excited about this. As you know, I'm kind of a geek, you know, when it comes to my business.
No,
that's right.
You're in the right place, sir.
So I love new techniques, new tech and things like that to work, especially in the space where I have experience from my family in the mental health area. And there's a lot of good stuff that Bindu Institute does that I like to see. And I'm going to turn this over to you, Leisha, Dr. Leisha. I'm messing with you.
Yeah.
So go for it. Tell us what Bindu Institute is all about.
Yeah, thank you. So the Bindu Institute is a mental health organization in Navarre. We've been open for 10 years in October. It's going to be our 10-year anniversary. So we're pretty excited about that because small businesses, 10-year mark is a big deal for small businesses. We've had counselors rolling in. They've been doing their thing for 10 years. And now we're standing up the coaching consulting side, which is the piece that I'm bringing to it to kind of focus and emphasize the self-care piece of mental health and how people can incorporate those practical elements into their daily life so that they can improve their mental health.
Yeah, self-care is definitely a huge topic. I cover it a lot on the show. I try to bring people ways. I just started covering earthing. I don't know if you've heard of earthing.
Earthing, yes.
So, yeah, self-care is very, very important, but it's hard to do, you know, for yourself. So.
Yes. So
what was that word you just said?
Earthing. You heard of this yet?
Earthing. I don't think I heard about it. Yeah. See, I'm going to learn something.
Yeah. Well, take your shoes off.
Yeah.
It'll be earthing.
Well, when you're on Earth, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll help.
Not in space.
Right. Yeah.
And you're just spacey.
Yeah. It's basically just the process of absorbing electrons through the Earth, through the Mother Earth there, into your feet. It helps.
Yes, it does.
Huh. He's like, wow, this show just took a weird turn.
I know.
Yeah. I'm going to have to take my shoes off right now. One of the things that we've talked about before is self-care, and a vital piece of it, you guys do. And so I think when we're in the mental states that we are, we're missing pieces. And that was usually one of them when my son was going through that, is self-care. That, you know, you sit in a counselor's office and you sit there and talk, and then you leave. But there's nothing self-care associated with it. The one doctor that we had was good at it, but he'd say, yeah, you need to do this, you need to do that. And then that's it. You leave it to the patient, and he ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah, so that's why I think the coaching element is good to bring into the holistic type of responsibilities and relationship we have with the counselors. They kick it off. They're very, you know, of course, trained. They go through lots of years of training, professional training. Then they have to get certified with the state they're in. So the relationship I'm building with them is they have their client, and then I can step in and kind of help that client incorporate those practical tools that you're talking about that the self-care helps with. Mm-hmm. So at the Bindu Institute, we have like 8 different elements that we call incorporate into this self-care thing. I'm going to read them off because if I don't, I will forget them. So the 8 are physical, personal, space, financial, professional, emotional, spiritual, and social. And we have a whole self-care assessment, so a person can go in and kind of rack and stack their self-care and see which one needs the most energy, because we only have so much energy to give. And then we help them kind of raise up that bucket, which, in, you know, of course, improves their mental health.
Yeah, it's a lot in our lives, right, Ben?
Oh,
yeah. You got to worry all about that stuff. You know, if you leave a little piece out, I figure, hey, you're behind.
Yeah, it's just like you were saying. You have to really, like, you know, the counselors and everything, they'll tell you what you need to do, but sometimes you need some guidance. And, you know, it's like that. That's where the Bindu Institute got involved with me. And it's been extremely helpful. I started with them in 2021 and down when I lived near West Palm with a different community support specialist. And totally changed my life. I got up and moving. I wasn't just sitting in a house all day anymore. It's been, yeah, completely life-changing.
Yeah, that's cool, because there's a lot of veterans that I know that I run into that do that where you're just staying at home. I had a PJ, one of my friends' PJs, and he was like, I stayed at home for 2 years and didn't get out, and he couldn't figure it out. Well, he kind of used some of the methods that you used, but he did it on his own. And so he got back into the gym. He did the physical side. He got off, some of the medication that he used to include alcohol and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But he really had to make a push, but he did it all on his own. And in my case, my son, you got to push him and you got to be on him. And he's got to go through that process. And when he does that, he's fine. So that's how I understand it. I think it's really cool.
Yeah. The only time usually people get in peak physical shape is when they have a personal trainer on them 24/7, checking in with them, going to the gym with them. If you're just trying to look it up online and do it yourself from some videos, sometimes that just you lose your momentum. And you know, without a strict guidance plan, sometimes it's easy, just like you said, just to sit and do nothing, because you're paralyzed in fear. And a lot of, you mentioned alcohol. I'm glad you mentioned that piece, because we get in this bad cycle where, you know, alcohol and other drugs are usually depressants. So then we take a depressant to help our depression. It's just this horrible cycle that we go through. So thank you for bringing that up. That's an important piece.
Yeah.
Is eliminating the alcohol use. Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's tough. It's
yeah,
tough.
It is.
Yeah. One of the self-care things that I tell people is if they're going to drink, especially because sleep is such a bad thing for veterans, that's one of the things I see the most, is that veterans struggle with sleep. If they're going to drink, try to stop 6 hours before you go to bed. And I know that's tough, because most people drink at night, but mm-hmm. you know, if you're going to have some alcohol before you go to bed.
So day up. Drinking. That's
day
what
drinking.
You're,
yeah. yeah.
Do it at the beach.
Yes.
With a designated driver.
Yes.
Ben, how did you deal with that? You said you did some drinking.
Well, at first I was drinking mostly just because I could, mm-hmm. you know, after being in the military for so long, you know, having to report in, working so, you know, in excess of probably 100 hours a week. Mm. And it was just because, you know, it's kind of like a rebellion thing, you know?
Yeah.
But I just, you know, I gained a lot of weight, and I was not healthy. And, you know, eventually I came to this realization one day. I was like, you know, this really isn't helping me, like, at all. In fact, it's making me worse. It's making my moods worse. And I need to be better. I need to really identify it. Just, I grew up, you know, a family member of mine was a pretty bad alcoholic. And I always said, I'm never going to be like that. And I started to see myself sort of go in that direction. I didn't want to be that way at all, you know?
Yeah.
I think the key point that Ben just noticed and said multiple times is that he recognized it in himself. And so as mental health counselors and coaches, we want to help everybody. But until they recognize it in themselves, the need to change, that's when it's the best relationship, when they come into the relationship wanting to change.
Right. So when they come into the institute, when you're doing your assessment, do you realize that they don't realize, some people come in and say, there's nothing wrong with me, I just felt I needed to come here or something? And
usually that's when it's like someone's forcing them to be there. So
okay,
like that's how the conversation will open, when they're forced to be there. But when they come in wanting to change, then they come in with a whole different outlook, whole different words.
You are listening to, I'm sorry, I'll get to you here in just a minute, Pam. Yeah, go ahead and grab that mic there. You are listening to News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. This is a call or text in show. If you want to join this conversation, our number is 850-437-1620. Call or text and check out the Bindu Institute online, thebinduinstitute.com. My guests this morning, Pam and Keith Giles from Varis Health Partners. Their website is varishp.com. And their guests this morning, Dr. Leisha from the Bindu Institute and Ben, right?
Yes, sir.
This is a lot of Bens and Bindu, and I'm going to get confused again, I'm sure. But Pam, you had something to add.
Oh, I just had a quick question. How did you find out about the Bindu Institute? How did you get started?
Well, through neuro community care. Hmm. I'd been assigned a case manager through them, and they coordinated. I believe neuro community is from North Carolina.
Yes, so there's a whole relationship that'll take a long time to explain, but
it's like a big chain.
In a grand scheme of it, I was introduced to Ben through that, and we got to meet up, and you know, it's a great pairing. So we pair these people with the vets just to see who works, you know, because like a relationship is that trust and talk and communication type thing. So we just hit it off. So
you guys have like four like locations. Are they all in Florida or no?
The Bindu Institute, we only have one location, but we have people in multiple states. So
All right, so they follow your model.
Yeah.
Cool. So there's a lot of pieces, eight pieces, right?
The eight elements of self-care, yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. I wish we'd use a lot of that. I might get in trouble for this. How are you guys connected somehow with the VA?
Not directly, of course. Like the VA can outsource people to us because, as we all know, the VA can be kind of burdened with a lot of the vets coming in. So through the whatever the VA process that I'm not familiar with, they could outsource people to the Bindu Institute to get counseling and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good. And on June, what is it, 12th, I think it is, we're actually having a town hall meeting from the VA come down here, what we're going to do.
Oh, cool.
I think it'd be a good opportunity for you all to show up.
Yeah.
And say, hey, we need more of this, because they're maxed out up there. And they're going to start putting more money into the VA system and expand the NAS. You okay with the Navy?
Yeah. I have good pals here in the Navy.
All right.
Because sometimes I think they're suspect. But me being an Air Force guy and
well, the
stuck
services
on the island with them.
Services can all pick on each other, but we can't have anybody else pick on us, right?
That's right.
I think a lot of time too is, especially with the mental health piece, it's sort of new in our, you know, in our focus on our overall picture and of health. And I think since it's such a long-term goal, a long-term play, it's a lifelong goal after that. Once you get into recovery for your mental health, and that's something, you know, places like the VA, they can take you in, they can diagnose, they can help. But it's a long-term plan that's going to take, like I said, almost like a personal trainer, you know, you in shape and stay in shape.
Yeah, what I learned about mental health is once you're diagnosed, there is no cure, unfortunately. Hmm. So it's not like if you get a cold or a physical ailment,
right,
you can come out on the other hand recovered.
Right.
When you get a mental health diagnosis, and I'll just share my personal story, I was diagnosed with depression and anxiety. That's something I have to manage now for the rest of my life.
Right.
And that's something a lot of veterans come out of the service with, so...
Go ahead. You gonna say something?
I was just gonna piggyback on that. So, I know it's awesome for veterans, and you guys also have other people that can come on in. You know, that might not necessarily be veterans, but have depression and anxiety and that kind of thing.
Yeah, the Bindu Institute isn't just focused on veterans. We're focused on the whole community. Most of my focus is on veterans. I think through the sequence of who I get introduced to because of. I was in the Air Force, you know, I retired from the Air Force as well. So that's kind of the community I know.
Ben, what's been your favorite part? What's been the thing that really stands out to you at the Bindu Institute?
What stands out to me is, honestly, especially with Leisha, she is authentic. she is authentic with the way she is. And, you know, she always communicates well and, you know, we do things that, you know, a challenge by choice. always to try to like improve, be a better person, be better at trying to function as a better person.
Challenge by choice. Explain that a little bit. What does that mean?
Well, you know, we'll line up like, you know, like, you know, I know a lot of veterans have trouble with crowds and stuff. I used to as well. And, you know, we'll plan to, you know, go on a walk, you know, through a busy area and, you know, just kind of talk through it and make sure, you know, just kind of start to get kind of used to just being like a civilian and right. sort of a mostly functioning person again. Okay. You know, and, you know, the traumatic brain injury certainly doesn't help, you know, but it's great. I can't say enough how awesome they've been.
What are some other ways that you help people with their self-care regimen?
So when someone comes in and takes a self-care assessment, again, that's kind of like my map to figure out which one needs help. But when they're at their lowest, I found that the physical bucket is the one that needs the most help, and that's where you're going to find your sleep, food, and exercise. So the basic fundamental is trying to make sure they get 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Are they walking or doing some kind of cardio 30 to 60 minutes a day? What's their diet like? And I'm not 100% person, of course. Like, my diet is 80-20, maybe. I don't know.
I like French fries.
Yeah, exactly. So trying to get them on kind of an 80% trajectory, but helping them understand that they don't need to reach that goal of perfection. Like, they can have French fries, you
right.
know.
Just every once in a while.
20% of the time, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. 437-1620. If you have any texts, calls, any thoughts, questions, let us know. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Pam and Keith Giles are in the studio this morning from Veris Health Partners. Check them out at verishp.com and check out the Bindu Institute at the Bindu Institute, B-I-N-D-U Institute.com, right here in Navarre. I actually know where you guys are.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, you're in a good spot of town over there in Navarre. Yeah, so, nice. And not dealing with just veterans, but your focus is mainly veterans. So thank you for your service, and thank you for the work that you do.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, Keith? I'll let you get back to it here.
Yeah, so I got to ask a question. I'm a proponent of primary care doctors. I think they should be the ones that part of that whole piece. Do you guys you coordinate with the primary care doctors?
So the Bindu Institute, it's not common, I think, for someone to walk in straight off the street. They're usually going to get a referral through
right.
because that's how insurance is going to pay for it, right? If they walk in off the street, I don't know that much of the insurance process, but I think right. they end up paying copay. So PCM, you're right. I think they don't get enough, like, attention on how much work they have to do and how much emphasis they have to have on one person, and then they have so many different patients that they have to deal with. So every time I talk to someone, I'm like, do you let your PCM know that so they can keep a record? Because they're the one that has really the holistic, whole body. You know, I'm going to look at you from the mental health side, but the PCM's got all the pieces and parts, so I want to make sure they are in the know for sure.
And if you're anything like me, Ben, you have to have somebody yell at you.
Yeah.
And I got a PCM to yell at me. So.
Well, with Ben, I've noticed I don't yell, for sure. I mean, I don't yell at anybody, honestly. But he, you know, everyone responds differently. So Ben's not a good responder with yelling.
I'm not either, Ben. I'm right there with you, man.
Maybe it's that army time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I always say, oh, no, I'm not the one you want. Don't do that. Oh, come on.
No, we just, we appreciate new tech. And like I said, we've got family members, and I got brothers and sisters in the military, I call them, that are going through PTSD and stuff like that. My brother's one of them, and he got double-sided, so he's also a cop, ex-cop. So,
Going back on the whole PCM thing, I've actually, now in the last year or so, I've been referred out to VA Community Care. So I have a local doctor.
Okay, good.
And he's great. I mean, the VA did nothing but take care of me, honestly, here in this area. It's been nothing but great.
Yeah,
but
that's good news. That's good to hear. That's really good news.
And, you know, they always help me get whatever I need, speak to whoever I need to, but, you know, within their structure. And that the community care aspect is great, because, you know, I get to speak to the same doctor. He's available.
That's nice. See, that's why you're a success. So
I think that's
I applaud you for that.
And that's a challenge, I think, with the VA is that each region is different. I think our region is really good. I work with some veterans in other regions that are don't have the same experience. So it's nice that we can kind of pair up with them and help them with stuff outside of the VA to kind of help them out.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that we run into with vets is that their PCP will move or go somewhere else, and now you got to start all over. Learned that a long time ago from Vietnam vets who just like gave up.
Mm. You know, they well, that's a whole other conversation, the Vietnam vets.
Yeah.
Yeah. That can be frustrating because, you know, you'll get a doctor change and you won't even know it.
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh, yeah, I need to make an appointment. You know, doctor, oh, he's not here anymore. Mm. Oh, and then you have to start over again. You got to retell your.
General issue we have, period.
Yeah.
We have somebody that when we work with Medicare clients a lot and they'll have a doctor they like. And then,
go ahead, get on the mic there so we can hear. Yeah.
Sorry,
right. You're good.
They have the doctor they like, and the next thing you know, the doctor is gone.
Yeah.
And so that's something that's kind of a challenge within the medical field.
Mm. And you build that rapport with your doctor, and you tell them things, and they understand, and then they develop your care to be personal to you. And then when you have somebody fresh off the street, it feels like you have to start all over again. So that is very challenging. That is difficult. So. Mm-hmm. 437-1620. Let us know if you want to join the conversation. We only have a few moments left here, about 3 minutes. So, Keith, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, I'm going to turn it back over to Pam so she can talk about our new place.
Yes. Yeah. Before we do that, real quick, though, I wanted to see what kind of tips do you have for us, that somebody in general?
Well, like I mentioned, so for sleep, one of the interesting tips I found was an hour before, of course, trying to turn off your electronics. And if you can't, maybe start wearing those blue light glasses because the eyes impact the brain, and so your body's not ready to go to sleep. And then another thing I found interesting was, you know, back in the caveman days, we rose and slept with the sun. So at night, you want to put your house to more of like a sunset setting, if you will, mood lighting, decrease, dim the lights, and that helps your body get ready to go to sleep as well. So that will help you get that 7 to 9 hours.
Yeah, I think we lose track of that. We go to bed with our TV on. We go to bed playing with our phones, you know, you name it. But I guess what we really wanted to share as well is that we have a new location, Veris Health Partners, and we are at 850 South Palafox, Suite 103. We're very excited. We're on the bay. It's a beautiful location, and I guess I wanted to share that part with us. And new season coming this fall, so look to be open, and I guess we will check the website if people want to use the Bindu Institute to see what insurances are covered, how they can go through their PCP to see you. But anyway, that's kind of things we got coming up.
Mm-hmm. 850 South Palafox. Yeah, cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Anything else there, Keith?
Well, thank you guys for coming, and I like Army guys, so don't worry about it. My dad was Army, so. But anyway, it's a pleasure that you came and shared. And we really owe a lot to you guys on the ground. I always said that I remember the Army guy telling me, he's like, look, you can't see anything from way up there. Well, now, if it was the Space Force, they think they can. But I say you have to have boots on the ground, and you guys were always awesome.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
So I say something different when people say, thank you for your service. Mm. You know, most veterans, they say, thank you for your support. No, for me, I say, you were worth it.
Amen.
Ah.
That's awesome.
Very nice.
We have to coin that one.
I know. Yeah, that's very awesome. That's really good. Dr. Alicia, real quick, as we only have about 30 seconds left, what is the biggest challenge you see moving forward? Now that we have all this attention and focus, is it funding? Is it just knowledge?
I think with what the model I'm trying to build, the coaching consulting side isn't covered by insurance. So the biggest challenge is trying to get the benefit to someone without them feeling like they can't afford it. So that's looking at a whole bunch of things, grants, nonprofits. There's a lot of stuff rolling around in my brain to try to bring that to people.
Is there a way people can contribute to the Bindu Institute?
I mean, the Bindu Institute's a for-profit, so not necessarily,
right.
But hopefully in the future.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Dr. Alicia, Ben, and Keith and Pam Giles from Veris Health Partners. Go to verishp.com and check out the Bindu Institute online at thebinduinstitute.com. pensacolaexpert.com. Thank you so much, guys, for being here today. It's the News Radio Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake Walker. I'll be right back with Malcolm Ballinger after this. Don't go anywhere.